Brian and Baxter in the morning.
All right, the After Show podcast is on. Today is Tuesday. It's July the 25th. And hey, we're joined by a guest today in the After Show podcast.
And I'm going to take a picture.
Oh, man. She's taking a picture of herself and a true television and radio legend. Terry Wood joins us. What's up, man?
Well, if I don't, she's going to take my picture.
I know.
I would iron my t-shirt.
Hey, that's one of the benefits of radio, right?
Oh, boy. How do I know? Yeah.
You figured that out quick when you got
into
radio.
That's one of the major perks of radio.
Mm-hmm. So back in the day when you were doing the weather on KIT, was it like pressed all the time and
yes,
in your clothes?
Suits and stuff, you know. I've got a closet full of suits, and I'll never wear one again.
I just can't
give them away. But I know some, you know, like Ryan Vaughn, he does like band on shirts to the weather. But in my day, it was a suit, tie, and jacket every single day.
Wow, you know?
And that was so awful this time of year, this kind of weather. You know,
oh, yeah.
you get out of the shower and you got to put on this suit and tie, and you just
it was expected though.
Yes, it was expected then. It was the norm.
Isn't there a story about you forgetting a jacket one time and having to borrow somebody else's jacket?
Well, actually, it was pants.
Oh, you forgot you forgot your pants?
And you're pretty tall. Did you have to borrow somebody else's pants?
Dick Clay's, and he wasn't very tall.
Oh, my gosh.
KEIT's employees used to have a membership at the North Hills Country Club. That was one of our perks.
Right.
And they had a pool there, you know, nice swimming pool. And after I did the midday show one day, a lot of times I would go out to the pool and just swim around all afternoon and come back. Well, one day I stayed too late at the pool, and I came back, and all I had time to put on, believe it or not, was my shirt, tie, and jacket. Of course, it was long tails, and I still had on my swimming trunks.
And
everything went fine, except at the end, they had a closing scene where I had to stand on the end of the desk. You know, Tony, Dick, and Diana sat, and then I stood on the end so you could see me. And they said, and I said, well, I'll just stand over here. No, you better such and such and whatever. They said, you need to stand out there. So Dick Clay literally took off his pants, sitting at the desk. This is during a commercial break.
Right.
Passes it. Diana talked about this yesterday. Passed his pants, gave them to Diana, gave them to Tony. Tony passed them down to me, and I literally put them on while we were in a commercial break. And when we came back at the end,
goodness.
There I stood in Dick Clay's pants, and he was like maybe 5'10 or something like that. So his pants came up almost to my knees, the cuff of his pants. And I thought, okay, boss, if you think this looks better than just letting me stand behind them where you can't see my pants or whatever. Yeah, that's a classic story we were talking about yesterday.
So, like, you really got to live kind of the Will Ferrell anchorman life when television news was like the deal. You got to live that.
Yes, I did. And, I was there at a time when a lot of us didn't take it very seriously. And we were just kind of the animal house of television stations.
Right,
you know, we were doing it. The news department was doing a great job. But Dick was very casual and loose with his sports. And I was, well, I went beyond casual.
I have a really important question. Is your life, is the movie Anchorman, is it based after your life? Are you the actual real Ron Burgundy?
You know, I have not actually seen that movie. I know kind of what
you
it's.
Have
I have
to
not.
See
I,
it.
I've got to rent that one of these
okay.
days. I understand it's kind of like that. Yes, there was an irreverence that I hate to say it, but we almost just like had fun in spite of the viewers. You know, we said, well, the viewers are going to like us or not. So here it is.
That's good, though.
Warts and all. And so I just started doing crazy things that other people just didn't do naturally. Dick Clay thought it was funny, and he was off the wall, too. And especially Tony Brooks. Tony Brooks had a very offbeat sense of humor, and Diana can attest to some of the zany things we would do. And then they'd say 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, point at us, and we'd all like straighten up. Good evening, I'm Ted Burgundy, or what was that guy named?
Ron Burgundy.
Ron Burgundy, you know. And it was almost like the joke was on the viewer because they don't know what we were just doing.
That's
in fact,
awesome,
we were talking yesterday, kind of a tribute to Dick Clay. They're about to get his memorial scholarship funded. And they needed a few more $1,000s. That's why Diana called me yesterday.
Right.
Last week.
I saw her picture with you, and I was so happy to see you back out there at KIT with Diana.
First time in 17 years. I said I'm like the cicadas.
Wow.
Every 17 years, I come up out of the ground and
that's why.
Rub my legs together, make a little noise, and go back in the ground. So you'll see me there in 2030, I believe
there we
it
go,
is.
Yeah.
No, it was a lot of fun, and I'm hoping that'll put that scholarship over the top, so we'll be able to give away a Dick Clay memorial scholarship for somebody, not an athlete, but someone who's won a major in radio, TV,
that's
with an emphasis on sports.
Awesome. That's
so
cool.
He will be enshrined in the sports department, radio, TV at Arkansas State University.
Cool.
And that's what that was all about yesterday. A lot of good reminiscing. I met a lot of people I've only seen on TV. Yeah. I found Chris Conroy, the manager, was just as nice a guy as you're ever going to meet.
Yeah.
He did a commentary last night in which he was complimentary of me.
That's awesome.
We did that show at 11, and I did not walk out till almost 2.
Wow.
Because they took me to every department, showed me every new thing, all the additions they had had, and it was just... It was like, you know, I was the prodigal son. You know, I
mean,
I was coming home, and it was really, really nice. And I thank Diana for thinking of me, and I thank all the people who are going to send in $10 or $20 to top off that Dick Clay Memorial Scholarship Fund.
When I saw the picture, and I actually wrote on her Instagram, I said, "This just makes me very happy because I know that when you left, you know, it's been a deal where you haven't gone back, and so much of your career and the people that know you was based on starting off at KIT. Were you nervous as you pulled back up into that parking lot?"
No, I was anxious, but I wasn't nervous. I didn't know what the reception was going to be like. I knew Diana. Diana and I are friends. You know, right. We go to church together. I see her every Sunday. But I did not know what kind of welcoming I would get there. But it was unbelievable. It was. I did not walk out till almost 2 o'clock because just two or three people still work there who worked there 17 years ago in 2000 when I left.
Who is it?
Wow.
Gerald Erickson, he's the chief engineer. Diana Davis was the anchor.
Right.
And some button pushers, you know, some directors and people like
are
still there from that long ago. But it's a new regime out there.
Right.
And these people, they don't have anything against me. I don't have anything against them. And it was just really a homecoming. And they treated me like I was really special. And I certainly do appreciate that.
Well, because every time I would talk to somebody like Ryan Vaughn, who ended up having to follow in your footsteps, a couple people in between, but he ended up being, you know, the weatherman that a lot of people are going to remember. And people talk to him all the time and say, "Hey, what about Terry Wood?" He gets it all the time. I mean, you made those memories for people who grew up watching you. And I think it's cool that you got to go out there and that they got to watch you walk into that place. Because honestly, I wish I could have walked in with you just to kind of be a fly on the wall to see you back in that environment.
Well, it was above my wildest expectations, I will have to say, how warm and friendly and inviting everyone was. And Chris Conroy, the manager, said, "Hey, come out and visit us often. Drop in anytime."
That's awesome.
"Just come in and sit down with us and talk on the air and let's get your input and whatever." And I thought, wow.
So the next time Ryan Vaughn goes on vacation, I know a guy who should fill in.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know the guy.
Seriously. Yeah,
you'll have to talk to my agent.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
He's hired an agent since yesterday.
That's right. I got one just this morning.
We appreciate you coming in, man.
My pleasure.
All right, Terry Wood headed off to another studio to do his work. Just cool to be able to see, you know, him this morning and to know that he had the chance to go back to KIT, which I know meant so much to him.
Well, and I grew up watching him. Yeah. I mean, I'm, you know, originally from Wynn, 45 minutes away, and that's who we watched.
Yeah, Terry was awesome. And still is. You know, he's on our sister station, The Wolf. But just to be able to hear some of those stories, and man, if we could ever sit down and just do full podcast, because he has stuff to do too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I mean, can you imagine the stories we would get?
You can still find like some old videos on YouTube, kind of like with your wrestling stuff.
Yeah.
If you just look up Terry Wood, KIT, any of that stuff, you can find old videos. Me and my dad were doing that one night.
How tall is he? Seriously.
Oh, he's got to be like 6'3", 6'4".
Yeah, he's huge.
So tall.
Always been thin, though.
Yeah.
That's what makes it so. He stands out even more because he's so thin. But Diana Davis is a friend of ours, too, a mutual friend of all of ours. And thanks to her, too, for thinking of Terry. Because I think I could tell, and I've known Terry now for 15 years, I could tell that meant a lot to Terry.
Yeah, for sure. You can hear it in his voice while he was talking about it, too.
Yeah, I mean, imagine, you know, you leave a place, you don't go back for all those years, and then, you know, and I wouldn't say bad feelings, probably it wasn't the right term.
Yeah.
But it was a weird, awkward ending that just kind of all of a sudden, abruptly, he was gone.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I think sometimes he might have thought that he was, you know, that some regimes might have tried to erase the history. And I think for Chris Conroy and Diana Davis and the entire crew to kind of open that back up and let people see that, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's amazing, actually.
So shout out to KIT for welcoming Terry Wood back out there onto their campus. We talked about in the full show that we wanted Kelly to watch the video, the Kelsey Ballerini video to the song Legends.
And I don't like you anymore. I knew. That's why I put it off because I knew it was going to be about a relationship. I knew it was going to be like this perfect couple. And
it's a great video.
It's a beautiful, awesome video that I don't want to see again because I don't want to cry.
So it's her next single, Legends. It's out. It's kind of out right now, and they're getting it out to radio. The video essentially chronicles a young couple as they go through all those big moments in life of coming together, mm-hmm. of, you know, getting pregnant, of having a baby, of sitting on the couch and the 4th of July picnics and all that.
Yeah, everything that they show looks like home movies. So it doesn't, it, like the way that they shoot it is very, it's like you're kind of, you're like you're watching a movie.
I love it. Mm-hmm. I think it's just great. If you haven't heard the song, I'm not sure where this is going to pick up.
I love the song.
The song's awesome. The video is awesome. Here's a snippet of it. Did I notice some teary eyes when you looked up at me?
Yep.
It gets you?
Mm-hmm. Especially at the end.
So at this point, they're showing them getting married and like the happy early parts. Yeah, we wrote our own story, full of blood, sweat, and heartbeats. Fun at a picnic. We didn't do it for the fame or the glory, but we went down in history. Yeah, we were legends, loving you, baby, it was heaven.
And they're doing what all couples do, hitting each other, messing with each other, you know.
Anyway, it's Kelsea Ballerini, Legends. Check it out if you want to get emotional. It's going to make girls emotional.
I will say, I know I was saying I hate it, but I really do love it. It's really good.
Honestly, to me, it's one of the better videos I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of times I think with today's music, we don't think that videos are going to be like the long-lasting things like they were back when.
Yeah.
But I don't know. This one just, it speaks.
It tells the story beautifully of the song. Like, it's just... it's good.
And then at the end of it, there's, you know, the heartache that comes with at the end of every relationship. So it's a strong video. Kelsea Ballerini, Legends. We brought that up because she's going to be on Jimmy Fallon tonight. And I know typically I'm trying to go to bed before that.
I bet he'll do a fun like game with her.
I want to watch it. I might stay up late to watch it.
That'd be good.
Because I've become a big fan of Kelsea Ballerini. Let's see. You're going through the list of other things. David's girlfriend is actually moving away.
Well, she'll be moving away until next week. You keep saying it's like she's leaving, but she has a job in Northeast Arkansas, so she'll be coming back.
Although this morning, early this morning, you're like, Rachel's leaving today.
Yeah, she basically leaves today. She is going out to eat with a friend, too, so I don't get to spend that kind of final night with her. You
realize she's going to be back in a week for good.
I know. But it's like sad, happy, you know? Because I don't ever like to see her leave.
Right.
But he sure likes to see her go. I don't even remember what that... Oh, was I saying something bad?
I'm afraid you're about to go somewhere. Really.
I wasn't trying to be.
Did you think she was about to go somewhere awful?
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to figure. What
go
is,
back. No.
Now, what is
no
there?
Go back and say what you were going to say. You can say it's the after show, unfiltered.
I think what I was going to say, I did not mean.
Go ahead.
But there's.
But
a,
he really
there's a
loves
saying,
to see her.
Go.
I think she meant something else.
Did you have this?
What
say?
Is it? I like to see you. There's
I
a
hate
saying,
to see you.
And I just got the saying wrong. I got it backwards.
I hate to see you go, but I love to watch you leave.
Something like that.
I don't know
it's
either.
It's some kind of saying.
Somebody tweet us that, please, if you're listening to the after show, and just tweet, hey, you're stupid.
but not stupid. On mine.
No, yeah. No, do it on David's.
I didn't even do anything.
At Brandon on KFIN. Anyway, so she's going to be living here a week from now.
Yep, next Monday she officially moves in.
But not that you're going to be living together.
No, we won't be living together, but she will be living in town.
Are you excited about her getting a paycheck?
I am.
You're tired of supporting her.
So finally
he's
she
tired
can pay
of paying for the
damn
food.
Dinner.
Dang!
Stupid.
I love saying that because it is the after show. No, I'm just kidding. It'll be nice just so she can kind of like, I don't know, because she's been in school for so long, and I've only known her through school, so it'd be kind of neat to see how she's just...
I remember my first teacher paycheck. It was, like, the greatest thing ever, because I was in school for, like, 6 years, basically living on nothing, driving back and forth, and then when you finally get that paycheck, even though it's not that much, it's like the greatest thing ever.
Straight cash.
Yeah.
It reminds me of, like, a part-time paycheck when I was in school. I worked for my grandfather. He owned USA Cars.
Mm-hmm.
In Wiley in Dallas, Texas. And I'd go to work for him. And really, he was essentially just paying me, like helping to support me. But I had to work. And I worked in the office and I filed stuff and typed stuff and all this different kind of stuff for him. But I remember getting my first amount of money. And I think, you know, he probably worked me to death. Now when I look back on it and didn't pay me anything. But I remember getting like having $100 or something. And I thought $100 was like, I was almost rich.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing else to spend it on. You know, yeah. Mom was going to give me food and all that stuff. But I remember my first big purchase of my life. And it was so silly. But I thought at that point I needed cowboy boots. And in the mid, or I guess in the early 90s, snakeskin boots were a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So I went out and I bought rattlesnake snakeskin boots.
That is awesome.
At golly, what's a Men's Warehouse, I think.
Really?
Yeah, so there's no telling even the quality of the boots I bought. I didn't even go to like a boot place. I went to a place like that.
Mm-hmm.
But that was, and I spent all my money in one whack on those boots.
There you go.
And then worked for a couple more weeks and went and bought a trench coat. And
man. You had it going on back in the day.
Snake skins, a trench coat.
Imagine me with blonde hair.
I can't.
Going to wrestling shows, long hair.
I can't handle it.
Such a 90s thing.
In a straight up trench coat. I'm not talking like trench coat to the knees. I'm talking trench coat.
Trench coats are scary looking.
But to the floor.
Yeah, that's scary.
All the way. Black leather with those boots.
If I saw a man walking to me with those boots on and a long trench coat, I'd be scared that I was about to get flashed.
Oh, really? Hey!
I wish that happened to me. But what? Like,
you wish a guy would flash you?
A girl would do that, you know?
Aww.
Have you ever been flashed before?
Yes.
You have?
What was her name?
I'm not doing that.
Where was it? Dave.
I can't tell this story.
Yes, you can.
I can't.
You can tell it.
No.
The only way you can't tell it.
No names. It's no names.
Was it your mother?
No, it was not my mother.
It wasn't your grandmother?
No, it was not my family.
Was it your uncle's girlfriend?
No.
Was it Kelly?
It was no one. No. No.
See, back in school, when she was in school.
They called me the Flasher.
The Flasher.
That's definitely not true.
Oh, look, that's a little boy flashing me. That's Kelly Perry.
Look.
Oh.
It's a 12-year-old boy.
That's
no, guys, it's just me.
Eventually, she was actually most likely to get implants in her yearbook.
That definitely. I think I even talked about it back then. One
did
of these,
really?
One of these days, yep.
Man.
Who flashed you?
I'm not telling you that.
Is it somebody I know?
No.
Tell me the
I
truth.
I think it
no,
is.
No, it really isn't.
What? How old were you?
I feel really weird talking about this.
We talk about things that are uncomfortable all the time.
I was really young. Like, looking back on it.
Were you at Spring River?
No. I don't want to tell the location.
Okay, don't tell the location.
I don't want to tell the
were
location.
Were you in school?
I don't want to tell the location.
Oh! Son of a... Was it a guy or a girl?
It was a... Oh, man.
Hey, Mr. Tallyman.
This might be the most inappropriate.
Tally me banana.
It was not a guy.
Oh, that's good. Why are you,
look,
what
he's
are you doing?
Getting hot. He's sweating.
Why do you allow yourself to be so worked up over
because
stuff like
this? Because this is, like, weird to talk about. I was 12. This is all 100% true.
Do you kind of regret it now, knowing that we've heard that?
Okay, now
how old was
ahead.
The person who flashed you? Oh, gosh.
Please
legal
don't
or not?
Not much older than me.
Okay, that's good.
Okay.
Kind of.
Yeah.
I'd be freaking out if it was like a grown woman.
No, no, no. Right,
flashing a little
what
kid.
What is going on?
Okay, no. I don't think we need to know anymore.
No.
You're disgusting.
It was...
He just looked at you like, I am disgusted with you, and I
love
hate
it
you.
When I get in with stuff like that.
But I remember it vividly, too. I was 12, and I was in 7th grade. I was a little bit young.
Oh.
And this girl was sitting next to me, and this other guy who was a little bit older was like, you ever been flashed before? And I was like, no. And then she just did it. And I was like, oh.
Did she have a bra on?
No, she just like... pulled her shirt down.
Oh.
In school? Was it in school?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet. Jeez. That happens when you're 12?
If there are any girls out there that do that to my son, I'm coming after you.
No joke. That's not right.
Yeah, that was, I mean,
did you get her back?
I was like, take a look at this. Pulled my shirt down. No, man, that was like, I don't know, thinking back on it.
That scar you
like, did
bit?
You go home and be like, Mom? Like, did you tell anybody?
No, I don't think I've told anybody that one. I've told some people
good,
like, throughout school, but now everyone knows.
Did it make you want to see more or make you never want to see him again?
I don't think at that age. Like,
yeah, like, it really legitimately freaked me out and scared me. Because I was like, oh.
Like, you thought you were
12.
In trouble.
Like,
yeah, you automatically felt guilty even though it wasn't your fault.
Yeah, and it was just really weird. And for any kid to go through that, I was like, ooh.
That's an awkward time to go through something like that, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was never flashed like that.
Yeah.
Ever.
It never happened again, so there was that.
You've never been flashed a second time?
No.
Like, not take your girlfriend out of it. What about all your exes?
I've never had someone lift up their shirt and say, here you go. Well,
what about pull it down?
There you go.
No.
Never?
Never.
Have you ever mooned someone?
What about Sharon Stoning it? Did anybody ever Sharon Stone
you? No, God, no.
What is wrong with you today?
Okay, Brandon, tell me about the first time you got flashed. Go ahead, tell everything.
He can't. Like, he's going to change his subject.
No, I'll tell you the truth.
Okay. How old were you?
I'm trying to think. I would have probably been about 24.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There was a girl at a club.
Oh, my gosh. What's her name?
Kelly.
Shut up.
The first time we met.
I've never been at a club with you, ever.
First time we met.
Ever.
The first time we met.
Well, that's not really a club.
Club's in the name.
Well, it's not a club.
It is, too. It's a fine dining club.
501?
That's where she was. Dude, we walked in there, and she's like, mom!
That's not true.
I remember one time we were out and we just got our first billboard in town. And it was myself and Rachel Summers. And they put the billboard up. Have I told you the story about how they tried to block my tattoos?
No.
If you go back and look at it, the management team at the time, because I did a photo shoot in a sleeveless shirt. Because, like, to me, it was tan. It was tattoos. Yeah. It was bald. It was earrings. It was kind of like it's different than it is now. Especially back in 2002, like not many people were bald, not many people had tattoos and tan and all that stuff, and dog collars, weird stuff that I did.
You did do
like
dog
the big
collars,
chains
didn't you?
And stuff like that. Man. So we're out doing our billboard goes up, and they tried to strategically place our names on these black bars, and they tried to block out the tattoos so it wouldn't scare people.
Wow,
like, which is ridiculous when you think about it now.
That's crazy.
Silly. Yeah.
But we did the big unveiling of our first billboard, and it was right over. I think Hollywood Grill was there at the time. Do you remember Hollywood Grill?
I do.
The Barber family owned that. It's where Fuji is now.
Okay, I
or
got
not
you.
Where U.S. Pizza is about to go.
Yeah,
into.
Yeah. I got you.
Anyway, that's where the billboard was. It was right there, and we're standing out there, and all of a sudden we hear honk honk, and people kind of woo. And I didn't turn around because it's like, oh, I don't want to fall for a trick. So I was trying to be Mr. Cool and not turn around for the horn, and I missed a flashing.
Dang, dude.
No.
Come on now.
Wait, what year was that?
Was it you again?
It might have been.
The first two times you met Kelly, she flashed.
But again, she looked like a boy.
Yeah, I still was a boy then.
Who was that young man?
His hair like I did in 95. No, it's just funny to go back and think about that. Then we did all those, I'll go ahead and tell you, like all those bar crawls, all those club kiss events, all those deals that we did back then, y'all, they were pushing limits of what was allowed.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because it was like we were all younger and people were having fun. And if you're out there and there's cameras and there's MTV stars and we're all hanging out and people think they're about to get on TV, they're trying to live MTV Spring Break.
So it's almost Girls Gone Wild in a way?
Basically, a version of that.
Man, I wish I was just like 10 years older.
Being who you are, I'm surprised you haven't had more flashes from younger fans.
Yeah, I encourage that as we go
forward. Do you?
As I get older.
Going forward, the main thing we're looking for is more flashes.
I realize how much I've missed out on in my life. I mean, we saw a bunch of, not a bunch, but we saw some goofy stuff in clubs. There was a club in Blyville where they did a bikini contest one night, and I had to host it. And, there was some stuff that went on there that would have had clubs in Memphis shut down.
Oh, my goodness.
And I remember thinking, what the heck is going on here?
Dang.
But this is, golly, 12 years ago. Mm-hmm. Places that they've probably been torn down by now.
Yeah, before there were camera phones, really.
Oh, yeah.
People taking pictures.
Well, that changed the entire complexion of everything.
Yeah.
Because, back then you couldn't walk into a club with a camcorder.
That's crazy.
Right.
And your phone didn't have that kind of capabilities.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And nowadays, Snapchat and even Instagram, My Stories and stuff like that, it's all over the place.
I remember there was a specific club event. I bet you heard about it on the radio, kind of on the club theme. We did an event with Girls Gone Wild.
Oh.
Really?
But there was no nudity allowed inside the club. But they had their big giant bus. Like in hindsight, like that would have been a cool picture. Like, hey, I'm out here by the bus. But I didn't do it.
That would have been his throwback.
I remember pictures of people by the